Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stop the Presses. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back on Monday's show. Today we have a great show lined up for you today, and I just want you to know, folks, that big tech keeps censoring everybody. They keep doing it. They keep, waffling on the truth. They keep disinformation. The CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has already, spoken to Congress before the testimony, saying, oh, no, we're not doing any of that. But they still keep doing it, folks. They still keep doing it. They keep hiding the truth. And I want you to hear a clip. This is from Republican Representative Mark Goetz of Florida. And he's got Mark Zuckerberg right there in their congressional committee hearings that they've had, with Jeff Bezos and all these other high-tech guys, including Mark Zuckerberg. And, talking about their censorship of the censors and conservatives. And things are finally starting to happen, but are they? Because, again, he's waffling on the truth and what it is, and we know he's lied, and Mark Goetz puts him right on the spot. So, Julie, go ahead and play that clip.
Just like in the case of Google, there have been whistleblowers from Facebook that not only have offered evidence indicating your testimony was not truthful, but there's even video that suggests that content moderators that you employ are out there disadvantaging conservative content. I'm wondering if you are familiar with the experiences of Zach McElroy and Ryan Hartwig, two people who participated in Facebook content review, and what is your response to the very damning video evidence and the testimony from them that the culture that you lead within Facebook is one that disadvantages conservatives and leads to content manipulation?
So, Congressman, I'm somewhat familiar with the concerns that they've raised, and As I've said, we aim to be a platform for all ideas. We got into this because we want to give everyone a voice. I certainly do not want our platforms to be run in a way that has any ideological bias, and I want people to be able to discuss a range of issues. When people raise concerns like that, we do look into them to make sure that that everyone in our operation is behaving and upholding the standards that we would like. And if the behavior that they cited is true, then that would be unacceptable in our operation.
And following the release of those videos and that evidence from Project Veritas, will you then describe the investigation that Facebook undertook to root out these very corrosive effects on your platform?
Congressman, I'd have to get back to you with more details on that, but I know that we have ongoing training in what we do, and we certainly will look into any complaints that come up, and we want to make sure that and how we run the content review teams that it's done in a way that reflects the values of the company around giving everyone a voice and being a platform for all ideas.
I'm concerned that the content review does reflect the values of the company, but those values don't, in fact, give everyone a voice. They prejudice against certain content. And while I appreciate training as a prophylactic endeavor to try to guide future content, it seems disingenuous for you to suggest that these videos come out that are very damning, that show the people that you trust with content moderation admitting on video that they disadvantage conservatives, that they label people who support the president as a way to push down their content and limit the reach of that content, for you to then come to us many months later after that was all over the news and the internet and say, well, you'll get back to us and you do a little training. It seems to suggest that you don't take these allegations and this evidence very seriously. So I'll ask the question perhaps in a different way. Would you revise your prior, in your prior testimony to Energy and Commerce, you said this does not happen, it cannot happen. Would you at least be willing to acknowledge, based on the irrefutable evidence before us that you don't seem to have investigated, that it is possible that at Facebook, your employees do have the power to disadvantage conservative viewpoints, and that they, in fact, have used that power in ways that we need to root out?
Congressman, my testimony in the past and today is about what our principles are as a company and what we try to do. Of course, when you have tens of thousands of employees, people make mistakes. People have some of their own goals some of the time, and it's our job in running the company to make sure that we minimize errors and that we make sure that the company's operations reflect the principles that we intend to run it on.
And when you fire people as a consequence of their politics, do you think that that impacts the culture and perhaps empowers some of the content moderators to also treat people worse as a consequence of their politics?
Congressman, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but I'm not aware of any case where we have fired someone on behalf of their politics, and I would say that that would be an inappropriate thing for us to do.
Why'd you fire Palmer Luckey?
Congressman, I'm not sure it's appropriate to get into a specific personnel issue publicly.
I mean, I could just tell you that Palmer Luckey's NDA with you, I only have 10 seconds, but Palmer Luckey's NDA with you doesn't allow him to talk to anyone except government officials. I'm a government official. I've seen the messages where you have specifically directed Mr. Luckey to make statements regarding his politics for the benefit of your company. So I think both in the case of these content moderators and in the case of the testimony you just gave regarding Mr. Luckey and firing people over their politics, there is serious question as to whether or not you're giving truthful testimony here or whether it's lying before Congress. I see my time's expired and I'll yield back.
Okay, folks, so that was just day before yesterday. I think it was Tuesday, he had Mark Zuckerberg on there, and you can see he's just waffling his answers again. And, you know, big tech censorship is removing any speech that's against the mainstream narrative, even if that information saves lives. Even if that information saves lives. They're against it if it's not going with the mainstream narrative. So whether it's ironic or strategical, Wednesday's congressional hearing had been a tee-off of the White Coat Summit on Monday, which dozens of American frontline medical doctors descended upon Washington, D.C., seeking to correct the unprecedented misinformation propaganda about hydrochloroquine specifically, and of course, other cures for the COVID or any kind of coronavirus. The hydrochloroquine being their special focus because they've all used it. And it is a huge, World Health Organization designated essential medicine, which has been administered to pregnant women since 1955 and taken daily by some autoimmune patients for decades. So hydrochloroquine is safe. I don't believe in mainstream big pharma medicine, but hydrochloroquine is a derivative of a tree bark. It's from quinine. I mean, even George Washington used it when, during those winters and crossing the Delaware and everything. Some people and some of his troops got the cold and got the flu, but he gave them the quinine, and buddy, they could still hang in there and get over that cold or flu. And I mean, so even George Washington used it. So these the White Coat Summit that they just had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week was very pivotal, because as soon as they came out to give their little summit and do their testimonies on the summit, instantly big tech, Facebook, YouTube, Google, all the instantly squashed them, turned them off, eliminated their websites, took their YouTubes out, everything to extinguish their message that hydrochloroquine was safe. So, Julie, play that second clip. This is a spokesman on the second day of that White Coats summit of the Americans Frontline Doctors.
Jenny Beth Martin with Tea Party Patriots. Yesterday, I was out here with America's Frontline Doctors. Breitbart live streamed the video from a news conference. That video had 185,000 concurrent users and over 17 million views. Late last night, Facebook removed the video And Twitter and Google, YouTube have been removing and censoring us since then, including removing tweets by President Trump. We're back to say the exact same message that we said yesterday, and that is Americans have reason to hope when it comes to COVID-19. There are treatment options available. We know much more about this virus now than we did when it first hit our shores. There are options available to help prevent it. There are options available in the early phase of the virus. The virus progresses through the body, and there is a secondary phase. During the secondary phase, most people have to be hospitalized. When that happens, there are also treatment options available. And should you need a ventilator, not a single person in America who needed a ventilator went without one. And there are even alternative treatments available for ventilators today. Now, you may be asking, why in the world should you believe me? You don't have to. I'm going to let you hear from doctors. These are some of the doctors that I've been talking to for the last 14 weeks about this virus. They want America to have hope again for our future. We have to have a healthy respect for the virus, which I think that all Americans have had. We also need to find a way to balance that healthy respect with a way to begin living our lives again. And these doctors want to help move you out of this paralyzing state of fear that so many people in this country are in, so that you have the facts, you can make the best decision for your own health available. Now, if you don't believe me, listen to the doctors. They're the experts. When you get sick, who are you going to call? Who do you call? Do you pick up the phone and call the CDC? Do you call the FDA? Do you call the NIH? Did you even hear of Dr. Fauci before a few months ago? No. When you get sick, you pick up the phone and you call your own doctor. These are people who are like your own doctors. So if you don't believe what they're saying, call your own doctor. They're going to talk about hydroxychloroquine. And people in the media are going to attack us. I urge you to call your own doctor and ask for yourself. Is hydroxychloroquine an FDA-approved drug? Is it safe? If you go to a country where malaria is prevalent, is your doctor likely to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to you? And how long has this drug been around? The answer is, it is FDA approved. It's been around for 65 years. Doctors prescribe it for malaria, and it is a safe drug. We know this. Why is it that the media is shutting down what doctors are telling you they know about the drug? You want to know something else? This drug, back in January and February, as doctors heard what was happening with COVID before it was even here, doctors started buying hydroxychloroquine like the rest of us were buying toilet paper and paper towels. Now, why did they do that? They did it because they think it's important. And they thought there was something about this medication that would help patients like you. Please listen to them. Don't let the social media companies and big tech shut down this message. Why would they not want this message to get to the American people, especially if it can save lives? And Dr. Harvey Risch, who is a Yale epidemiologist, has said this medication can save lives. And now I'm going to go to Dr. Simone Gold, who is with America's Frontline Doctors.
Okay, Julie, thank you. I'm not going to play all the rest of them, but later I'm going to play Dr. Simone Gold and what she has to say on a more, concise basis. And so hydroxychloroquine, it's just one. There's also an inhaler, a sterol butocyanide. Butocyanide, it's a steroid inhaler for asthma sufferers. Kids use it in school. They're little inhalers. That is an excellent cure for the COVID, okay? 100%, 100% of the time. What I do in the Master Survivor Program, is a cure. Johnny Delirious Master Survivor Program. Less than $100. So, you can buy these drugs for just less than $100. They're not that expensive, okay? But yet the big tech and the mass media are trying to shut that down because and they don't want anybody to know because they want everybody to be so scared that they just accept that the only solution is to get that vaccine. But, you know, hydroxychloroquine has suddenly been declared dangerous and banned from prescription to treat COVID in 44 out of 50 U.S. states. That's just in the past 4 or 5 months. This is unprecedented. You know, for 65 years, it's been effectively and available. Pediatricians in the group sought out, you know, 1 in a million mortality rate among, you know, school-age COVID patients, in perspective of 4 or 5 times lower than in influenza. So the schools may reopen, you know, just using the hydroxychloroquine. We can get anybody over COVID, or you can use the steroid butazolinide inhaler. That's another one. You don't have to have the vaccine. There's really no need for the vaccine. But the evil Dems and the globalist technocrats don't want that either. They don't want to reopen the schools. They don't. All they want is to get you on the vaccine, and they want, you know, just what Antifa wants and the Black Lives Matter wants and what China wants. You know, they want to destroy America. You know, that's what they want to do. But this white coat summit, you know, that they had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. And you heard that speech from her. They're right on the steps of the Supreme Court. And Dr. Simone Gold, who's an emergency room doctor, she's also an attorney who has been doing the yeoman's job of countering the back, and just the coordinated worldwide efforts by many of these health agencies going against hydroxychloroquine. And in addition to spotlighting the medical unnecessary and economical suicide lockdowns of the healthy individuals worldwide and to push these vaccines. So as if to demonstrate the juggernaut of pure evil that's been erected around us, the demonic globalists who control big pharma and big tech, the videos and the posts featuring these doctors were promptly removed by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and Google. You do a search, you don't find them until you type in the specific article name. So Twitter didn't merely flag the, you know, that they've been, this really got them, folks, because they don't want people to know there's a cure for COVID. There is a cure. It's milder than the regular flu, okay? It's milder than the regular flu, the COVID-19. There's nothing to be afraid of, okay? Just take it from Dr. Johnny, all right? So, you know, Twitter even flagged Trump's retweet of the videos about the doctors. And then they deleted the posts entirely. And he didn't fare as good as he fared better than Don Jr. Don Jr.'s son was taken completely off, and so was Sidney Powell, the attorney for representing General Michael Flynn. So these Twitter accounts and what Facebook's doing and what Mark Zuckerberg say, all they're doing is promoting their narrative and protecting their turf, and the narrative is to destroy America. It's just that plain and simple. I'm sorry, folks. The Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, declined to attend, you know, Monday and Tuesday congressional testimonies that they had. But the fellow tech lords, Mark Zuckerberg, which you heard earlier, Jeff Bezos and Tim Cook, you know, president of Apple, and a couple others were all there. And they continue to bow down to the World Health Organization and the guidelines that the WHO laid out. Their lies, really. And really promoting what the Communist Party is doing. I'll be right back after these messages.
Talk, the simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
All right. We are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, and I want to continue to drill down, especially what Simone Gold had talked about, because she revealed so much, because big tech is trying to turn all of this off, you know, to make, you know, just to make sure that America's destroyed, and the World Health Organization and the UN and the Communist Party, you know, that's who they, you know, honor. They don't honor America, folks. They honor the United Nations. They honor the World Health Organization. They honor the Chinese Communist Party. Make no mistake about it. And since Trump since cut his ties with the UN agency, you know, the World Health Organization, and despite the mounting evidence from peer-reviewed studies that hydrochloroquine is safe and effective, Trump took it for 2 or 3 weeks doing press conferences and everything. He was fine. You know, and he's 72, 73. And so hydrochloroquine is both of its preventative and it's used to treat early stages of the disease. So, Julie, play that third clip. I want everybody to hear Glenn Beck's interview with Simone Gold.
Dr. Simone Gold started America's Frontline Doctors. It has been under grave attack this week for several reasons. One is because they made an impact and they were immediately banned by Google and Facebook and YouTube, just gone. Now they are busy trying to dismantle reputations. I want to introduce you to the founder of the Frontline Doctors. Judge her on her character and her ability. I want to give you her resume here. She's a board-certified emergency physician. She graduated from Chicago Medical School before attending Stanford University Law School. She completed her residency in emergency medicine at Stony Brook University Hospital in New York. She worked in Washington, D.C. for the Surgeon General, as well for the chairman of the Labor and Human Resources Committee. She works as an emergency physician on the front lines, whether or not there is a pandemic. Her clinical work serves all Americans from urban, inner city to suburban and the Native American population. Her legal practice focuses on policy issues relating to law and medicine. I found her very credible last night and very passionate, and an American who has a right to be heard. You may leave this disagreeing with her, but what is more important than allowing voices to be heard? Dr. Simone Gold is joining us now. Doctor, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. I'm so glad to have you on again. I'd like you to start with where you were last night with hydroxychloroquine and what that drug is, its history, and the things that I didn't know of it being taken off the market just as this was hitting over in France and elsewhere. Can we start there?
Okay, so, yes, and with you, I'd like to run your listeners and viewers through all of this. You're one of the first people to get the whole story, so sit tight. It's going to be good, and I'm going to give you references for everything that I'm saying. And lastly, everything that I'm saying has been documented, and people can look up the references themselves at a website that we just put up quickly called America's Frontline Doctors Summit, with one S between American and Summit, America's Frontline Doctors Summit.com, because they took down my website.
So okay, hang on just a second. Hey, hold on before you start. Sure. I want to also say this. We are going to clip this, but I can guarantee you that this will not be played on social media. It will be banned. It will be destroyed. You will not see this anywhere. I urge you to listen carefully and to take notes. But go ahead, doctor.
That's a good point. And to join Blaze TV so that you can hear all of this.
Okay. Thank you.
So the controversy is, we're pretending this controversy is about hydroxychloroquine. It's a complete myth. How do we know it's a complete myth? Hydroxychloroquine is an analog or derivative of quinine, which is found in tree barks. It's the most non-controversial of medications there is. We know that George Washington used it in the Revolutionary War, and it's actually credited with why we won in the last battle. He encouraged his troops to take it. So it's been around for centuries, and it's been FDA approved as a modern version called hydroxychloroquine for 65 years. And all of that time, we use it for breastfeeding women, pregnant women, elderly, children, and the immune compromised. The typical use is for decades, for years or decades, because we give it mostly to RA, rheumatoid arthritis patients, and lupus patients who need to be on it really essentially for all of their life, most of their life. So we have extensive experience with it. In addition, in countries that have malaria that's endemic in their countries, they use it all the time. It's one of the most commonly used medications throughout the world. It's on the WHO's list of indispensable medication, essential medications, a list of medicines that should always be available and is essential that any country has. That's its status. If you use it for more than 5 years, you're encouraged to get an annual or I think biannual eye checkup because you could get a rare condition called retinopathy. However, that's 1% at 5 years. So in terms of a short-term use, there's essentially zero risk. There's a theoretical risk of this little heart thing called QT prolongation, which has to do with how the heart charges itself. It is real, but there's hundreds of medications that do potentially increase the QT interval. It's not
and it's, and,
risky
and,
enough.
And with hydroclox...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses, and I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back on Monday's show. We're going to continue to go into Simone Gold's interview with Glenn Beck about hydroxychloroquine, and go ahead, resume that that audio.
It's not risky enough to even screen for the QT prolongation prior to starting.
And it is also only with a combination of another drug, right? It's not caused by hydroxychloroquine. It is caused in a very small number.
Let me just be clear. Hydroxychloroquine can by itself prolong the QT interval, as can hundreds of medications. But the disinformation campaign about that is, first of all, prolonging the QT interval is very common. It might be like saying you get nausea from the medicine, very common. And it matters only if it's prolonged a significant enough amount to cause a heart rhythm problem. So what I'm saying is it doesn't get prolonged significantly enough that it's even recommended to check prior to starting routinely. So most people who use this medication prior to COVID were rheumatologists, and it's on the American College of Rheumatology website, informational sheet, that you don't even have to do a pre-starting EKG before you start the medicine. Many rheumatologists have gone on TV to say that's the practice, that in 30 years, 4,000 patients, they've never even done an EKG prior to starting.
Now, this was over the counter. Was it over the counter here? or in many places around the world and not here?
It was never over-the-counter here, but it's important to understand that that wasn't due to a lack of safety. The safety issue is indisputable, and we'll go over exactly why we know that, but it was over-the-counter in much of the world. Now, medications become over-the-counter when there's a consumer demand for it. So in countries that have malaria throughout their region, they want their citizens to have access to malaria-reducing or treating medications such as chloroquine, which is a precursor. So in those countries, it's over-the-counter. And many other countries, Mexico comes to mind. Much of Latin America was over-the-counter. We just never had the demand here because we don't have malaria here. The people in our country who use it historically were patients with rheumatoid arthritis and lupus who were already routinely going to doctors. So they, for them to get it over-the-counter, you know, they're going to see doctors anyway. The average citizen walking into a drugstore wouldn't need it. There's no consumer demand. It would just languish on the shelf. That's the predominant reason it hasn't gone over-the-counter. That's the answer. But it was over-the-counter in countries like France, for example.
Okay, and then it came off of the over-the-counter list in France and other countries in January of this year. Tell me about that.
Yes, so it's fun to build up to that and explain that later, but we can go right into that right now. So when President Trump, I knew about this drug probably working for COVID-19, at least as far back as February, because it was very promising in the very early trials in China and early trials in Marseille, France. It was so promising, in fact, that on February 19th, the country of China actually said that it should be a treatment for any future COVID-19 outbreak. I was actually very stunned to discover that in my research. So I had my eye on it, and then all of a sudden, and I got myself hands on it. I just figured every intelligent physician would do that, knowing that there's a problem coming, and I justified it because as an emergency physician, I knew I was considered an essential worker and I needed to make sure I had it. I didn't start it or anything. I just kind of waited. Many, many doctors did that, by the way. There's many polls of physicians, and something like a third of doctors obtained some, and the American Medical Association in late March, I think, issued a statement asking doctors not to hoard the medication. That's how common it was. So the way other people were hoarding toilet paper, doctors were hoarding hydroxychloroquine. Then Donald Trump said that he thought it might possibly be a good medication. And the next day, the media just, I don't know a better expression, Glenn, but they vomited all over hydroxychloroquine. And I was really shocked. I mean, this is a totally non-controversial medication. It was really bizarre. So I felt like everyone else thought, well, you know, the media doesn't like Donald Trump. He said it was good, so they say it's bad, right? It fell into orange man bad category. And I think I thought that for 6 to 8 weeks. And then this remdesivir trial came out, and I looked at that. As a doctor, I'm used to using 20 different medicines to treat a condition. So I'm happy to have lots of options. I had nothing against remdesivir. And in fact, I invested a little bit of money, little, small, we're talking like a couple thousand dollars, in Gilead because I thought, you know, it might be good. So the trial comes out, and honestly, it wasn't that great. It wasn't bad. But it wasn't great. It cut the hospital stay by about 3 days, but it didn't influence mortality. It didn't reduce mortality. And it certainly wasn't a fabulous drug. But the media helped, there was some media coverage like how fabulous it was. And at that moment, I thought that was really weird. Because it's one thing to hate hydroxychloroquine because the president said it, but it was another thing to give a free pass to another medicine that didn't seem that great. I thought that was really weird. So I started looking into it. And let me tell you what I discovered was absolutely shocking. So it was over the
Okay, wait. Let me take a quick, before you get into this, let me take a 1 minute break and then tell us what you found, because I agree with you. It is shocking. And you're not going to hear this really anyplace else. And it will, I mean, I'm doing this now on public airwaves because that is the biggest platform that I have that I know her voice will be heard. You need to do your own homework. You need to decide for yourself. But since when in America do we ban other people's opinions because they say something different than what the government says? This is the First Amendment. So we're with Dr. Gold now, and she started doing her own homework. She couldn't figure out why the media was against hydroxychloroquine. And she assumed, as I did, that it's because Orange Man bad. Donald Trump liked it, and so it must be bad. What did you find, however, when that answer didn't start to fit everything that was going on?
again, everything is referenced. I'm going to give all those references to your listeners. I found out that the drug was moved from over-the-counter status in France, where you can just walk in and buy it for yourself, to, quote, list two poisonous substance, which requires a prescription. This was done very quietly, no announcement. You can find this, again, you'll find it on my website. And this was shocking, and this really didn't make the news or anything. Now, you have to ask yourself, why did France remove hydroxychloroquine off its shelves, especially when they knew that it was likely to work? And when I say likely to work, I say that because this COVID-19 virus is not all that novel, despite the name that it's been given. It is 78% similar to SARS-CoV-1. This COVID-19 is an acronym, really, for SARS-CoV-2. But there was a SARS-CoV-1. And in 2005, Virology, which is the official publication of the National Institute of Health, which was directed by Anthony Fauci at the time, published an article stating that it found that chloroquine worked prophylactically and in early treatment for SARS-CoV-1. So there was, even if you felt it hadn't been proven to work for COVID-19 yet, you certainly thought of it as a contender. That's a really weird time for France to pull hydroxychloroquine off its shelf. They did that on January
13th. They did that. January 13th, so this is long before really anybody is talking about, you know, closing down our economies or anything else. It's right as the world is starting to understand that something is happening in China.
This was 2.5 weeks, I think, before Donald Trump shut the planes right down in a move that was called racist. This was very, very early. I mean, really early. This was like just a couple of weeks. You know, we just sort of were hearing about this from China. It wasn't all over the news in America. It was on the news a little bit. This was unbelievably early. I could not believe when I discovered this.
So why did they pull it off?
Well, I like to say that if you're in a battle with somebody, you know, an economic battle, and you've knocked out the best early contender, who would benefit? You would have the contenders that remain. You know, if you took out Mike Tyson, who would benefit? Right? You got to wonder who would benefit. It would be other treatments.
All right. Thank you, Julie. I think she said it all right there, folks, because, you know, if they have hydrochloroquine out front there to help people get cured, then nobody's going to really want or need the vaccine. So, you know, that's the bottom line in this past week, you know, and so. Here they got the whole social media, they got the whole mainstream media, they've got countries banning it even before the COVID hit, you know, to make sure that that vaccine is needed and would be sold and would be wanted, so everybody would think of that as the cure when there's other simple cures right on the market that they are absolutely turning off. And what I get so upset with this social media and what they do, you know, the big tech lords, they just let a little half-truths come out. So really today, nobody really knows exactly what a virus is. Nobody really knows exactly how to have a strong immunity because there's all this disinformation out. You know, nobody knows exactly about hydroxychloroquine because all this disinformation is out there. So people really don't know the truth. They get little bits and pieces and partial truths. And so just this past Wednesday morning, Trump tweeted, President Trump, if Congress doesn't bring fairness to big tech, which they should have done years ago, I will do it myself with executive orders. And Washington has been all talk and no action for years, and the people of our country are sick and tired of it. So, you know, I think with these frontline doctors and with these high-tech people, you know, it all kind of came to a head there this week. And, and much of the questioning of these big tech lords were lightweight, you know, by Congress. But Mark, I wanted to play you Mark Goetz because he put Mark Zuckerberg right on the spot. Forgive me for saying his name. It was Matt Goetz, Republican representative of Florida. He put Mark Zuckerberg on the spot And really, again, Mark Zuckerberg, like he did before, was waffling on his testimony. And basically, he's not going to do anything. They're not going to change. They want to get rid of Trump. They want to destroy America. And so I think that what we're seeing here is, some people are waking up, you know. And so the scope of the Section 230 exemption within the 1996 Communication Decency Act, you know, that was the first step. You know, that was the first executive order to the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and it clarifies, and I think Trump wants to, make that have more teeth in it, because that was the first step, was the Section 230 exemption within the 1996 Communications Decency Act to ensure that it does not permit social media companies that alter or editorialize user speeches to escape civil liability. The petition also requests transparency and requirements on their moderation practices similar to requirements imposed on broadband service providers under the Title I of the Communications Act. So, folks, what we have here is a real, right now, they are so desperate. The big deep state, they're so desperate. You come to my show this Sunday, I'm going to give you a real breakdown of what has really been happening with China, what's really been happening in Europe, and how they're doing anything they can. They're on the run. They're desperate because they're not being able to keep their narrative alive. Too many people are waking up. And that's why they shut down these frontline doctors, Oh, my God, they were so terrified by that. But, more and more people are waking up. And, folks, I'm just telling you, come to my show this Sunday right here on RBN, the Master Survivor Show, at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. I'm going to give you a full breakdown because I have 2 hours to do that. I don't have enough time to do that on this show. It's just 1 hour. But I'm going to give you a full breakdown of what it could have been so much worse. And I'm going to prove to you on the show this Sunday that if certain things hadn't happened and certain operations didn't take place and were successful, we would all be quarantined, vaccinated, and chipped right now. I'm going to reveal Operation Sea Eagle to you this Sunday. And it will stop. If Operation Seagull had taken place, we all would have been chipped and vaccinated and quarantined right now as we speak. But again, Operation Seagull did not transpire, and many other things haven't transpired. Thank God. Because many of the things that the Patriots are doing, many of the things that Trump's doing, he's one step ahead of them. And right now, Antifa and, Black Lives Matter and all these other groups, they're planning on a whole nother big mass coup to take down our country. And they're going to do a big one here in Texas. That's part of their plan. And this time, their new word now is siege. Siege. So they're going to target, conservatives and Republicans and just stay outside their house at all hours so they can't sleep. And that's their new word now. They've learned a new word. It's called siege. So they're going to put targeted individuals, particular governors, particular conservatives, and particular people to try to gain more and more control. It's just a big communist takeover, folks. But, the main thing we got to do for us as citizens is keep our health strong. Don't be scared of the virus. It's really, the COVID is safer and not as bad as the regular flu. The regular flu is so much more dangerous than the COVID-19. And what I do as a master survivor, and a laboratory naturopathic doctor, that's the main focus of my program, the natural health practice that I do. That's the main focus, is to keep the immunity strong. That is the name of the game, because if your immunity is strong, you won't get the COVID, you won't get the flu. You'll be above all this. You can be above it. And as a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 38 years of experience, I work with five different world-class laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. And the main part of this health rejuvenation program is the three R's, the total gut restoration. That comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. And we have human studies showing the three R's balance the microbiome to get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 4 months. So more than half our immunity response is in our gut. So by doing the 3 R's program, your gut will be balanced, your immunity strength goes way up. The second part of the Master Survivor program that I use is a hair tissue mineral analysis from Trace Elements Laboratory to find the right food to balance your cells. That means all 70 trillion of your cells. And this valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on, based on your biochemistry, to get the minerals all balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. So the third part of the Master Survivor Program to get your immunity strong right away for less than $100. I mean, that's the cheapest one I've got. The whole Master Survivor Program is less than $500, folks. But. If you're just going to do one thing and you're on a budget and for less than $100, you can do and take the YTE products from Health Evolution from the Norwegian laboratories that I work with, and you will be biologically younger and your immunity strength goes way up, your cortisol levels go down and eliminates stress and raises your stem cell repair. It's proven. This is all proven. When you eliminate your cortisol, you lower your stress, and all healing occurs because your body does the rest. And you get well and you stay well, and we have the human studies where we prove this over and over again. So the full Master Survivor Program has three laboratory therapies, the HTMA, the 3 R's, and the YTE from Health Evolution, and it's the most effective natural health recovery program available on the planet. And this is the full dietary roadmap that I have for my patients that comes from the labs that I work with. This is all available. I have it available now on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and you can use your credit card now for the first time. For many years, I had where you just send me a personal check or a money order. That was the only way you could do this before. But now I do take credit cards, and you can go to themastersurvivor.com or you can call me 972-825-7912. That number again for Dr. Johnny is 972-825-7912. Or you can go to themastersurvivor.com and just choose the Master Survivor Program, and you can read up all about it. And once you're on the website and you choose the Master Survivor Program, you can access all three or any one of my proven laboratory therapies and, start right away and pay with your credit card. Now, for the first time, you can do that, themastersurvivor.com. And so when you first come into the site, that you'll see the three options, and you just choose the Master Survivor Program, and it's all spelled out. And by doing the Master Survivor Program or any one part of it, you will keep your immunity very strong, so you'll never get sick or need testing or vaccine. You don't have to worry about the COVID. Yes, you can take the hydroxychloroquine. You need a doctor's prescription for it. You need a doctor's prescription for the asthma medication too. It's a steroid called butoxylinate. It's an inhaler, but you need a prescription for those. But with the Master Survivor Program, I am the doctor working with the laboratories, and I can get that all for you. And that's all natural. There's no drugs involved. Food is our medicine, and our medicine is our food. Just like Hippocrates said, and he's the father of medicine, he is my mentor, he is my hero, and all this could have never happened if I hadn't been so sick back in 1991, and the doctors, told me I had to have a liver transplant or I would certainly die, and I refused the transplant. They called me delirious, and, I just walked away. I didn't want to get the transplant, and so I said, if I'm going to get well and going to live, I got to heal my liver. So I've found out exactly how to do that naturally without any drugs. So working with the labs I work with, I provide the lab test to show you what we're doing and what's right for you. And I have the most unique recovery story and healing program, and all natural, found anywhere in the world or the internet. Nobody does what I do because I'm the only one. And people keep asking me about, all the things that, where did I come up with this? Or, I've never heard of that before. Well, it's all from my discoveries, working in the labs, okay? So it's impossible for me to share everything with my patients unless they get the full Master Survivor Program, And if they need that extra help, then you can get the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, where, me, Dr. Johnny, will work with you for 2 years. And that's available right there on the website to read up on. So you just go to themastersurvivor.com, and you can read about the full Master Survivor Program. And if you have extra needs and special, situation and need extra help, then you can choose the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. And I will work with you for 2 years, one-on-one. I'm available to you. Can't get rid of me. Once you start that, I'm going to make sure you get well. And I've done that with so many people, and they're so grateful that they chose that. So during this period, the patients have certain things that they need to do. They need to, not eat foods that their lab report says not to eat, and to increase on certain foods that they say to increase on. My role is to make sure that you get to the finish line of good health. So the result is that your genetic expression and your microbiome improves. And whether you're suffering from disease or exposed to toxins in the environment, your rate of repair will always outpace your rate of injury. And this is the pinnacle of wellness and can be achieved by anyone who works hard enough to get it. So getting the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation with Dr. Johnny as your guide, you, the patient, will gain health and wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. Because part of the effort is to teach you what is right for your health. Have a good week, everybody, and see me on The Master Survivor this Sunday at 10 o'clock on right here on RBN. Have a good weekend.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.